When a Master Goose. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. When a Master Goose. My, my. When a Master Goose, it is really something very big. Now, how do I know when a Master Goose? How do I know when a master goofs? How do I know when a master makes a mistake? Well, if I am aware that a master is making a mistake, I am making that mistake. For I look at a master as a reflection of myself, and I look at the master as at all times being 100% in charge of every thought that master thinks. That master at every moment is 100% in charge of every thought that they think, of every idea that flows through their head, of everything that takes place in their life. That's what a master is. A master fully knows fully well what is important in its life. A master does not goof. You and I, we goof sometimes when we look at what a master is doing and judge what he is doing. Sometimes a master will say something to someone and it'll be an apparent goof. And yet, between the master and the person, it is not a goof. The person knows exactly what the master is saying. It's not necessarily sarcasm. A master does not use sarcasm. It's not necessarily a teaching episode. The master doesn't teach anyone. But what it may be is an opportunity for the individual to come to terms with his own thinking capacity. An individual may look at a master and say, "My goodness, here he has all the money in the world, and he doesn't go out and help the poor." An individual may look at a master and say, "He is a master, and he is a healing master, and he can touch anyone, and they are instantly healed. He can speak his word, and all things are put to right. He can do these things. Why doesn't he go out and heal everybody in all the hospitals, heal everybody wherever they may be, and see them whole and perfect? Why doesn't he do that? He's goofing. He's got the ability, and he doesn't do it." We've talked about this before. Yes, the master's not goofing. Each one of us have come to our life experience to develop our awareness of who we are. Each one of us is developing our awareness of who we are at the level of our own awareness of who we are, at the level of our own choice of how far we want to go. Now, how far do you want to go in being absolute? How far do you want to go in being divine? How far do you want to go in expressing your original purity and integrity? Yes, how far do you want to go? And unfortunately for most of us, and not all the way, we like playing the human game. We like being the human. And so it is, you might say, now we're talking about a master there. We're talking about someone who's very skilled and spiritually illumined being. Well, what about the brain surgeon? The brain surgeon is a very wonderful, talented man. He has trained himself to be able to work on the surgery in the brain. And he does so very competently and very beautifully. Why doesn't he go and heal everybody? Why doesn't he spend 24 hours of his day out in a brain surgeon laboratory healing everybody who has problems? And on with other doctors of other ilk. Why? Each one of us have come here to do whatever we feel is right for us to do. And it's not up to another to tell us how we should live our life or run our business. If we live our life and run our business in such a way that we are being manipulated and controlled by other people, then we are really in trouble. When a master goofs, it's not the master that goofs. The master has always known they can do all these things, and they do them when it pleases them, when it has purpose for them. But if they made themselves necessary for everyone in the world to come to them to be healed, they would not be encouraging others to know how to heal themselves. They would not be encouraging others to find who they are. Actually, each one of us is right now our original purity and integrity. There is nothing to heal. But we're pretending that there's something to heal. And we're pretending this, and as long as we pretend it, then we will have the appearance of something to heal. Now, should a doctor come along and help us? Okay, we live for a few more years. Should a spiritual healer come along and heal us? Okay, we live for a few more years. But since we did not do it ourselves, whatever brought that experience into our life, whatever was the cause of the illness that we had, is still there. The doctor can take out the appearance, the illusion. The minister, the priest, the spiritual healer can surround you with that pure white light of healing love, and you can be released of your problem. But the problem comes back. It comes back a hundredfold, even more than it had ever been before, even more than it had ever been thought of being of, because you did not do it for yourself. You did not say for yourself, I'm whole and perfect, and believe it and know it. Now, believe it doesn't mean you have to say, I believe with all the conviction in my heart, and I just have all the emotion in my heart that that's so. Believing it is saying 2 times 2 is 4 without realizing that you're learning the law of mathematics in the process. But you say it again and again and again, regardless of how irritating it may be to say it again and again and again. And as you say it again and again and again, wonderful things happen to you. Your whole consciousness opens up to the idea of that spiritual reality, of that spiritual conclusion, which is you, which is always you, which will forever be you. And do you want this? Do you want this conclusion in your life? Do you want this assertion in your life? Do you want this? Do you want to know the law of mathematics? Do you want to know what the principles are that govern the universe? Do you want to know how to speak your word and enjoy spiritual healing in all areas of your life? Do you want to know that? Well, if you do, there is no master for you. There is only you who creates yourself in the attitude of mind that it is done now. You put the cause in motion, and you experience the results. And that's all it takes. That's all it takes, and that's all it is, and that's who you are. And that's who I am. And that's what the world is. And as we live in this awareness, in this consciousness, in this reality, as we live in it, that's exactly what we experience. But we cannot experience it so long as we look to an outward master to heal for us, to raise for us, to lift us, to help us, to make things better and better and better. And it's just not there. It's just not there because we haven't learned to listen to that voice within us that is always speaking to us and saying how wonderful we are. We haven't stopped to listen and learn how great it is to be all that we are now. We can. We can stop and listen, we can learn, and we can be, and we can enjoy all that life has to offer if this is our choice. And it would certainly seem to be our choice of living in this perfection, in this wholeness, in this right action, in this peace, in this truth. Because that's who we are. That's what it's all about. and that's all that matters. Think on these things, for they are your reality now. A master goose? No way. Are you the master? Sure are. Do you ever goof? No way. All is in divine order now. I love you. I love you. I love you.